Water. Section 1. Water Resources. The next time you drink a glass of water, think about where the water came from. Did you know that some of the water in your glass may have been part of a rainstorm that pounded the earth long before life existed? Or that water may have been part of a dinosaur that lived millions of years ago? Some of the water we drink today has been around since water formed on Earth billions of years ago. Water is essential to life on Earth. Humans can survive for more than a month without food, but we can live for only a few days without water. Two kinds of water are found on Earth. Fresh water, the water that people can drink, contains little salt. Salt water, the water in oceans, contains a higher concentration of dissolved salts. Most human uses for water, such as drinking and agriculture, require fresh water. The water cycle. The Earth is often called the water planet because it has an abundance of water in all forms, solid, liquid, and gas. Water is a renewable resource because it is circulated in the water cycle, as shown in Figure 1. In the water cycle, water molecules travel between the Earth's surface and the atmosphere. Water evaporates at the Earth's surface and leaves behind salts and other impurities. Water vapor, which is a gas, rises into the air. As water vapor rises through the atmosphere, the gas cools and condenses into drops of liquid water that form clouds. Eventually, the water in clouds falls back to Earth and replenishes the Earth's fresh water. The oceans are an important part of the water cycle because almost all of Earth's water is in the oceans. Global water distribution. To understand why fresh water is such a limited resource, you have to understand how little fresh water is found on Earth. Although 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water, nearly 97% of Earth's water is salt water in oceans and seas. Figure 2 illustrates this relationship. Of the fresh water on Earth, about 77% is frozen in glaciers and polar ice caps. Only a small percentage of the water on Earth is liquid fresh water that humans can use. The fresh water we use comes mainly from lakes and rivers and from a relatively narrow zone beneath the Earth's surface. Surface water. Surface water is fresh water on Earth's land surface. Surface water is found in lakes, rivers, streams, and wetlands. Throughout history, people have built cities, towns, and farms near reliable sources of surface water. Some of the oldest cities in the world were built near rivers. Today, most large cities depend on surface water for their water supplies. Rivers, lakes, and streams provide drinking water, water to grow crops, food such as fish and shellfish, power for industry, and a means of transportation by boat. River systems. Have you ever wondered where all the water in a river comes from? Streams form as water from falling rain and melting snow drains from mountains, hills, plateaus, and plains. As streams flow downhill, they combine with other streams and form rivers. The more streams that run into a river, the larger the river becomes. As streams and rivers move across the land, they form a flowing network of water called a river system. If a river system is viewed from above, it can look like the roots of a tree that are feeding into a trunk. The Mississippi, the Amazon, and the Nile are enormous river systems because they collect the water that flows from vast areas of land. The Amazon River system is the largest river system in the world. It drains an area of land that is nearly the size of Europe. Watersheds. The area of land that is drained by a river is known as a watershed. The watershed of the Mississippi River is shown in the satellite image in Figure 3. Pollution anywhere in a watershed may end up polluting a river. The amount of water that enters a watershed varies throughout the year. Rapidly melting snow, as well as spring and summer rains, can dramatically increase the amount of water in a watershed. Other times of the year, the river system that drains a watershed may be reduced to a trickle. Communities that depend on rivers for water can be severely affected by these changes to the river system. Groundwater. Most of the fresh water that is available for human use cannot be seen. It exists underground. When it rains, some of the water that falls onto the land flows into lakes and streams. But much of the water percolates through the soil and down into the rocks beneath. Water beneath the Earth's surface in sediment and rock formations is called groundwater. As water travels beneath the Earth's surface, it eventually reaches a level where the rocks and soil are saturated with water. This level is known as the water table. In wet regions, the water table may be at the Earth's surface, and a spring of fresh water may flow out onto the ground. But in deserts, the water table may be hundreds of meters beneath the Earth's surface. The water table is actually not as level as its name implies. The water table has peaks and valleys that match the shape of the land above it. Just as surface water flows downhill, groundwater tends to flow slowly from the peaks of the water table to the valleys. Aquifers. An underground formation that contains groundwater is called an aquifer. The water table forms the upper boundary of an aquifer. Most aquifers consist of materials such as rock, sand, and gravel that have a lot of spaces where water can accumulate. As well, groundwater can dissolve rock formations, such as those made of limestone, and fill vast caves with water, which creates underground lakes. Aquifers are an important water source for many cities and for agriculture. Porosity and permeability. Although most rocks appear solid, many kinds of rocks contain small holes or pore spaces. Porosity is the percentage of the total volume of a rock that has spaces or pores. Water in an aquifer is stored in the pore spaces and flows from one pore space to another. The more porous a rock is, the more water it can hold. The ability of rock or soil to allow water to flow through it is called permeability. Materials such as gravel that allow the flow of water are permeable. Materials such as clay or granite that do not allow the flow of water are impermeable. The most productive aquifers usually form impermeable materials, such as sandstone, limestone, or layers of sand and gravel. The recharge zone. To reach an aquifer, surface water must travel down through permeable layers of soil and rock. Notice the permeable layers above the aquifer in Figure 4. An area of the Earth's surface from which water percolates down into an aquifer is called a recharge zone. Recharge zones are environmentally sensitive areas because any pollution in a recharge zone can also enter the aquifer. The size of an aquifer's recharge zone is affected by the permeability of the surface above the aquifer. Structures such as buildings and parking lots can act as impermeable layers to reduce the amount of water entering an aquifer. Communities should carefully manage recharge zones because surface water can take a very long time to refill an aquifer. In fact, aquifers can take tens of thousands of years to recharge. Wells. If you go nearly anywhere on Earth and dig a hole deep enough, you will eventually find water. A hole that is dug or drilled to reach groundwater is called a well. For thousands of years, humans have dug wells to reach groundwater. We dig wells because groundwater may be a more reliable source of water than surface water in some areas, and because water is filtered and purified as it travels underground. The height of the water table changes seasonally, so wells are drilled to extend below the water table. However, if the water table falls below the bottom of the well during a drought, the well will dry up. In addition, if groundwater is removed faster than it is recharged, the water table may fall below the bottom of a well. To continue supplying water, the well must be drilled deeper. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.